This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
What happens when you try to fuse Jewish prayer and song with jazz? Well, you get a new jazz sound that's akin to traditional chanting, combined with improvisation and beatboxing. It's quite an interesting explanation. The next question I hear you ask is, why try to combine these elements? And to help us out with an answer, it's my pleasure to welcome to the Bent Note Studio Melbourne composer and guitarist Adam Starr.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, Adam.
The reason for the fusion of these contemporary styles with ancient Jewish music, I guess as a jazz musician, I have a natural, and a composer, I have a natural interest in forming new things, and as a Jewish, a modern Jewish man, I suppose, an interest in expressing myself and exploring, you know, my Jewish roots through this kind of music. And for the rabbi, he was brought up with a lot of jazz and also hip hop in his house, as well as traditional jazz music. So he brings those influences to the table as well.
Now, the rabbi is the leader of the group?
Yeah, we're both the sort of honchos. Rabbi Noam Sendor he's the singer and beatboxer and jazz improv fellow.
Now, the name of the group is the Alter Jazz Ensemble, Alter being spelled A-L-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have been surprised had it been A-L-T-A-R,
mm-hmm.
but it's an E-R. It's a bit unusual. What's the rationale behind that?
Well, it's a three-way word play. So alter in English meaning change or a variety. In the Yiddish, alter is old, which harks back to the ancient quality of the music that we reinterpret. And then in Hebrew, le alter is to improvise, which is also, you know, the sort of currency of jazz music.
How did the band become a band? I can understand someone saying to themselves, oh, I'd like to try this out, but then the next step is actually to get people together. How did that work?
I'm a Melbourne, you know, jazz musician, and I play in different groups. Noam was born in Boston and came out here to work as a rabbi, and had this dream of bringing this music, and in particular some of the tunes have been passed down through his family. You know, they're centuries old, and some of them are quite rare, and most people don't know them. It was his dream to bring them to people in this modern contemporary context. And we just got to talking. He's actually the campus rabbi at a school that my kids go to, and I saw him improvising, and the school's reasonably conservative. And I knew as a musician that he was taking musical risks, and impressed and sort of surprised that such a thing would take place at the school. And I went up and spoke with him afterwards, and then we got to talking. We did a few duo gigs, and then I sort of called in a coterie of awesome players to play some arrangements that I'd done.
What's Noam's background?
He brought up in America. His dad's a rabbi, ensconced in a sort of fairly academic upbringing, then became sort of more religious, trained or studied as a rabbi, and then qualified and sought work as a rabbi with his family.
We're talking to Adam Starr, representing the Alter Jazz Ensemble, performing next Thursday night at the David Williamson Theatre as part of Stonington Jazz. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
On Bent Notes tonight, I'm talking to Adam Starr, part of the Alter Jazz Ensemble, a band that hasn't been around for too long, Adam.
It's true. We started doing gigs around mid last year, and then recorded in November, and then launched shortly thereafter and took the CD over to London, where we did some performance as well. So, yeah, it has been a bit of a roller coaster.
Did you take the entire band from Melbourne or take some London musos as well?
Yeah, well, I had studied in London for a year, so had a group of mates that I could call upon. So we picked up locals, and actually the last night we were in London was the last gig we did. And the sax player from the Tom Jones Band is a guy I used to play with, a lovely fellow by the name of Frank Walden. And he got the rest of the horn section from the Tom Jones Band. And there's nothing quite like playing with an awesome horn section who play together regularly. And so it was a cranking gig. It was a beauty.
The jazz lineup that you've got on the album, you've got Noam vocals,
yep.
Yourself guitar,
mm-hmm.
Ross Irwin on the trumpet.
Yes.
Anton Delica on the sax.
That's right.
Ben Gillespie trombone.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Pierce the bass. And
yep.
Danny Ferrugia on the drums.
That's right.
What a selection you have.
It is. It is a really fantastic selection. I mean, not only are they great musicians, but they're also awesome people and fun to hang around with. So it's great. I've played with most of them for many, many years. There are two changes for the festival. And instead of Ross Irwin, we have Eamon McNellis on trumpet, who's an absolute stonker of a player.
Certainly is.
And then Anton is doing another gig that night, so we're fortunate enough to be joined by Tim Wilson, wow. who is just an astonishing musician.
The lineup sounds, when I look at the names there, like a pretty traditional jazz ensemble from Melbourne musos. Was it difficult for the musos to accommodate the melding of the jazz with the Jewish prayer and song?
No, I'd say, I mean, like, I went to town with the arrangement, so to speak. So I put a lot into them. And there are a few hairy elements, like, that we're going to do a couple of new pieces. So most of the material we're going to do on Thursday nights from our album, but we're going to do a couple of new pieces, one of which is the first co-write. Noam and I wrote the piece together. And actually, as I was walking from the car to the studio tonight, we were just talking over last-minute things for the arrangement. So I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, we'll do that, and the horns should be strong in the C section and so on. So now that we've had that basic sort of conceptual chat, I then have to translate that into notation.
Thursday.
Before Tuesday, when we have the rehearsal with the band. And actually, later tonight, Tim Wilson is coming over to my place to just talk through some charts. So I might have to do a bit of writing as I drive.
It sounds like it indeed.
Yeah.
Now, Noam has quite an interesting vocal presentation, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Is that because the songs, while they are jazz-infused, are still songs of worship?
Yeah. See, he's not interested in singing a song unless it resonates with him spiritually, because he's a community figure, he's a spiritual person, he's a rabbi for, you know, both a synagogue and also a school, and that's his deal, so to speak. There is a kind of tradition, a cantorial tradition of singing, which is somewhat nasal, and I'm pleased to say that his voice does not contain those elements. It's more, he sounds like a sort of lower register Stevie Wonder, you know?
It is an interesting sound to listen to.
Yeah.
What can we expect to see Thursday night, now that you've told us that there's some arrangements that haven't quite been notated yet?
The hairiest one has been, and hopefully the fellas have been woodshedding. If you're listening, woodshed. So in terms of seeing, well, so it's funny, like, I mean, I became aware, this is not an advertisement, it's more like a sort of shame file kind of thing. I have an unfortunate series of facial contortions that take place while I play. It's not an advertisement per se, but Noam sort of has these little hand movements which are quite interesting as well. But basically, we'll be having fun. It'll be a pretty energetic performance and a pretty focused performance. So I think it's going to be something special.
Sounds like it will be. I look forward to seeing the show on Thursday night, part of the Stonington Jazz Festival. It's the Alta Jazz Ensemble at the David Williamson Theatre, beautiful little theatre at Melbourne Polytechnic. I was there the other day for Adam Rudiger's album launch.
Oh, how was it?
Absolutely superb. It was packed out, and can Adam play.
Oh, yeah, I would like to have a play with him one day. Haven't had the fortune at this point.
I'm glad I wasn't at the piano, because the energy he was using to pound those keys at times, he was having great fun. And I must say, the entire audience was thoroughly enjoying it.
Fantastic.
So I look forward to hearing the Alta Jazz Ensemble Thursday night. Do you have a favourite on the album?
A favourite?
And if so, why would it be a favourite?
Yeah, okay, well, Nishmat Kol Chai, like that's probably my wife's favorite. So it's ranked up there. But Ana Bekoach, that's the first original. And that was a somewhat, you know what, it's hard. I say Ana Bekoach. Yeah, that's an original.
An original from yourself?
It's Noam's translation of a prayer into English. So this is actually the only tune in English on the CD. And then I have composed the music and, you know, done the arrangements as well.
Wow. Adam Starr from the Alta Jazz Ensemble, thank you so much for coming into Bent Notes tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll look forward to seeing you Thursday night.
Excellent.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.